plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsors, The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box is my favourite bar and restaurant. It is a family-run business on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane at Kilmoon Cross. They've delicious food, friendly service, fun for the whole family. And unlike a lot of places, they're actually open 7 days a week. Other places are closing 1 or 2 days every week. The Snail Box is open 7 days a week. They have amazing memorabilia throughout the restaurant, including special football signed by the late Brazilian legend Pele. They've a world record hat collection. On the roof of the Snail Box, you can see nothing but baseball caps because that's what they collect. And they have the largest indoor display of baseball caps in the world. It's amazing. And they're still collecting. So, if you're anywhere around the world and you buy a baseball cap, bring it into the Snail Box, add it to their collection, and they'll give you one of their own in return. Simple as that. Our thanks to the whole gang at the Snail Box for continuing to support and sponsor the Opinions Matter podcast. If you happen to be in the Snail Box, please mention Opinions Matter to the lads and say we sent you. Okay, there you go. Now, before I let you know again what we want to talk about on Opinions Matter today, we've been running a competition this week, and anybody who's been listening to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever is aware of this competition. It was to celebrate our 500th edition of Opinions Matter. And what an amount of entries we got.
Yeah, thanks to all of you who entered, really. It was thousands and thousands of you who entered the competition. There, of course, can only be one winner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to
ring that winner now. Okay, so stand by. Let's press this button here and let's make this phone call.
Hello.
Can I speak to Kira, please?
This is Kira.
Hello, Kira. This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm a bit of a cold at the minute, sorry.
But sure, that's all right. That's all right. How are you? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Mullingar at the minute.
In Mullingar in County Westmeath.
Yeah.
Well, Kira, the other day you entered our competition for a €120 One For All gift card to celebrate our 500th episode of Opinions Matter. So thank you for entering, firstly.
Oh, thank you.
And I've good news for you. You just won a €120 gift card from One For All.
Woohoo!
Well,
thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. Thank you very much indeed for entering the competition.
Thank you.
And for listening to the Opinions Matter podcast. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely love it. I listen to it like mostly on my long drives. The podcast, they're so good. Thanks so much. It's lovely to talk to you as well. I am a quite big fan, and I told my sisters as well about you. Now they're all listening to them all.
Ah, you're very good. God, we'll hire you as our promotion agent.
I'd love that. Thank you. I'm actually transitioning from my job at the minute, so that's great.
Ah, you're very good. Thanks very much indeed. And if you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details.
Great. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Best all right. Isn't she lovely?
Yeah. Oh, I love a winner like that.
Yeah, so do I.
It's actually appreciative.
So Kira from Mullingar in County Westmeath has just won a €120 One For All gift card. Congratulations, Kira. And thank you to Kira and to all of you who entered the competition. We're blown away by the amount of entries that we actually got. So much so that Jeremy said, let's do it again.
I actually didn't say that. I need to pay for a hair transplant. I don't have the money.
We will run another competition again in the weeks
very
ahead.
Soon, yeah.
So thanks very much indeed, all of you. And now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, it is a message that we got from one of our listeners, which I want to read to you. And it says, I would like this covered on your show, please. 2 weeks ago, I bought a car from such and such a garage in North County Dublin. The man who sold me the car seemed nice and we chatted for a long time and he came across as very professional. How wrong was I? Last night I got a WhatsApp from him basically asking me out. I never even gave him my number, so he must have gotten it out of the documents, which is so inappropriate and creepy. Do you think I should report this? I'll forward you the message he sent me. This is not on, she says. Now, the lady's name is Sarah Jane.
That's just me whining in the background.
Why are you whining?
What a first world bloody problem that is. Honest.
Really?
God. Yeah, yeah. There was a similar story about a year ago, I remember, on Twitter, where a woman had to call a guard for an incident she had, and the guard subsequently came to her house. And a week later, I think, the guard contacted her, asking her on a date, and she put it up on Twitter going, "Oh my God, I'm violated, I'm violated. The guard shouldn't have rang me looking for a date. Oh my God." Like,
well, he shouldn't. Do you not think that's an abuse of power?
Abuse of power would be, okay, if you don't come out on a date with me, I'm going to arrest you and false imprison you. That's an abuse of power. Since when was asking a woman out on a date an abuse of power? And I'm sorry.
Let's deal with the guy who sold this woman the car. Yeah. He sold her a car a couple of weeks ago, end of transaction completed, and she gets on with her life. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had no right to go through her documents in the garage.
Here we go.
To find her number and ring her. He'd no right to do that. She didn't give her number to him.
That's like saying you've no right to go to a woman in Copperface Jacks and ask her if she...
We got a message in a moment ago. Let me flick down through the messages that come in on our WhatsApp, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Jess. And you go into Jess and you have a look at Jess's profile picture and you see, oh my God, Jess, very attractive.
Is she though?
Yeah. Would it be appropriate for you to ring Jess now and ask her out on a date?
Abso-feckin-lutely.
It would absolutely not be.
No, because I'm married, obviously. But our industry, the radio industry, yeah, is awash with people who have done that, yeah? Who have contacted...
So you think it would be... Hang on for one second.
I could name about 20 DJs who've contacted listeners and got...
And it's highly inappropriate. It is highly inappropriate. Okay, I'm telling you now, if you split up with your wife next week, you are not to contact any of our listeners.
You don't have to say that, because, first of all, it's none of your business, and secondly...
No, it is our business. It is our business. That's the point.
Stop.
Somebody contacts this podcast when we...
Jesus, Jess just got on and said, "No, Jeremy, no thanks." Okay, first of all, can I just say, Jesus, way to knock a man's confidence there.
She doesn't want you to get in contact, that's what she's saying.
I'm literally down and she kicks me in the face. I'm happily married, thanks.
Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is it would be highly inappropriate of you to contact somebody that is dealing with our podcast, who contacts us through this podcast.
Obviously, it would be highly inappropriate to send a dick pic or something like that. Like, that's not what we're...
You better not do that.
Why are you pointing this at me? I don't do that. But what I'm saying is, if you were single and it was a listener, say that girl, Jess, yeah?
Yeah.
You wouldn't obviously go straight forward. Would you go, "Oh, hey, Jess, everything's... Thanks, by the way, for listening or whatever. And Jesus, where do you drink or whatever?" And, "Oh, I drink in..." And she mentions, "Well, I drink there as well. You should catch up for a drink sometime." If she doesn't want to, she can literally say no, by the way. Please stop contacting me. But you've just become so woke. Every day you become more and more woke. Like, how are people to get together? In fact, I know a couple who are still together because he worked in a radio station and she was a listener and he sent her a text.
He shouldn't have. It's a breach of GDPR, for example.
GDPR.
Do you think it would be highly appropriate for us to contact one of our listeners and ask them out?
The two of us together, that's getting a bit dodgy.
That's a bit dodgy. But you know the point I'm making. I'm telling you, I think that is highly inappropriate.
And you're entitled to your opinion, but you're full of shit. Because
that's the conversation we want to have with you.
You haven't explained why it's wrong, by the way. You've just come in.
It's completely inappropriate.
That's the basis.
And it's a breach of GDPR. That guy got her phone number out of her file in the place that she bought the car. That's highly inappropriate.
She's trying to ruin his career because he asked her out.
That's highly inappropriate. That's the whole point.
That's all you keep saying.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Let's kick off with Keith.
Jeremy, you're over a pair of now. You're going to go Like, what did you do before people had, before you got married and people had phone books or mobile phones? Were you scrolling through the phone book? Her name sounds nice. I'll give her a ring.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Emma.
Hi, guys.
Well, Emma, should this lady report this guy for contacting her 2 weeks after she bought a car?
Fake generation again. It's like the Me Too movement, except the Me Too movement on crack. Like, how do people meet nowadays? You have to go out into a nightclub and sit there with a drink to meet someone. Like, how are you actually supposed to meet someone, Adrian?
Face to face. If he had have even asked her there and then when she was buying the car, that might have been slightly more appropriate.
Well, I do agree. He probably should have indicated that he liked her in person, but people are afraid to do that now too because, I don't know, maybe he would have lost the sale or something. But I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, taking the number and sending a text. I don't know what the content of the message was, but assuming it wasn't creepy and she says yes or no, you can contact her again.
I actually have the message here in front of me and Jeremy's insisting that I don't read it
for some reason. I think that's a breach.
I'm not going to name the guy.
It doesn't matter. It's a message he sent. How about I read out a message that you sent me this morning?
Well, that's no problem, yeah.
Okay, that one, even the message you sent me this morning.
Yeah, the one where I called you a total prick. No, yeah, you can read it out, yeah. The point, I'm not naming the guy.
Give us the gist of it.
I'm going to read it out.
Creepy. Or...
Okay, this is the message that he sent to her. Hey, SJ, Sarah Jane is her name. I'm not going to read his name. He actually says his name, yeah? But I'm not going to read his name. Who sold you the car a few weeks ago. Hope the car is running well for you. Listen, I didn't get a chance to ask you when you were in the showroom, but do you fancy coming out for a few drinks on the weekend if you're free Friday or Saturday? I thought we got on really well that day when you were buying the car off me and I couldn't keep my eyes off you. Anyway, let me know, X. Now, as I said, his name is in that message, but I'm deliberately not reading it out. What do you think of that?
I think that's completely normal and his message was appropriate and it wasn't too full on. Fair enough, if he was your gynecologist and he texted you afterwards, that might be a bit weird. But in any other sort of, and even a guard, I don't think there's anything wrong with the man. Fair play to him. And in some circumstances, women might say that was romantic. Like, have we lost all touch with reality? Like, that would be your story at a wedding as to how you met, you know, that it was a romantic kind of a story.
Okay, but here's the bottom line of this whole story. She did not give him her phone number. Her phone number would have been in
the file. People get numbers. Okay, again, supposing I was single, Adrian, and I saw someone that I thought was attractive on Facebook. What is the difference between that and sending someone a friend request? That's unsolicited friend request.
You can ignore that friend request. She couldn't ignore that WhatsApp. It was sent directly to her phone.
WhatsApp has a block function, by the way. I get
that, Jeremy. And with GDPR, he could be in trouble with work. And you're not allowed to use information for unlawful purposes, right?
You were talking about, you know, radio station presenters contacting listeners. I guarantee you...
This is before GDPR.
I guarantee you that doesn't happen anymore. Or if it does, it shouldn't be happening anymore. And similarly, it would be highly inappropriate for you to contact or me to contact one of our listeners and try and solicit them for a date. It would be highly inappropriate.
Solicit them for a date.
It would be highly inappropriate.
So hang on, Emma's on the line there. Emma, thanks for talking to us on the show and stuff like that. Are you free Saturday? Do you want to go out for a drink?
Well, if I told Jeremy, maybe I gave him my number and he didn't contact me via my number, but if I told him that I was going to Coppers on Saturday night whilst I was buying the car and Jeremy shows up to Coppers, is that inappropriate?
Oh, no, that's...
Like, has he misused the information that I've given him?
It wouldn't be as inappropriate because you've given him that information. The fact of the matter is, this lady, Sarah Jane, did not give the car salesman her number. Okay?
Yeah, but
her number would have been on file from having bought the car, yeah? But he did not ask for her number.
And he did a bit of digging. So what? That's what people do.
That's a complete breach of GDPR, nothing else.
That's not what GDPR came out for, by the way. It didn't come out. It came out because Facebook was selling private information.
Okay, but then imagine this.
The man who invented GDPR didn't invent it because he was like, people shouldn't be texting each other to go on dates. Like,
it's to protect your privacy.
She breached her privacy. She breached his privacy by forwarding the message.
Adrian, I think the majority of GDPR is to protect your information in terms of marketing or sending on your information to other companies.
It is.
You know, or that your data might be interrogated or whatever.
Yes, but it's also that your data is kept safe. This company didn't keep the data safe because he was able to get the bloody phone number to ring her or message her.
Yeah, but whatever happened to pursuing someone? Like the word pursue, like we never used to have a problem with it. As I say, it used to be deemed romantic.
I mean, how are you still not a virgin? How are you still not a virgin, Adrian? No, honestly, that's a fair question. If that's the way you're, if you became,
I'm merely saying. I'm saying is, I think it was highly inappropriate of the guy to contact the girl 2 weeks later
All she had to do, he was probably plucking up the courage. All she had to do was block him on WhatsApp, and she'd never hear from him again. It's nonsense.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Emma, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to. Send us a WhatsApp voice note on this, like Craig just did.
Today with the topic, I think she's overthinking. This is the way things are nowadays, you know. Yeah, maybe looking for the phone number to what you're doing was maybe a bit bad. But he could look through Facebook or Instagram or anything else. So what's the difference in my eyes?
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Dara.
Hiya, how are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Dara. Well, is it inappropriate of a guy to contact this woman 2 weeks later after selling her a car?
I do think it is. I think you're the only one that's used to working with proper professional organisations and people that see a real issue, like myself, because the likes of Jeremy, like, you would never get away with that in any other profession. If I did that at my work, I'd be fired tomorrow, like, immediately.
And it is with that in mind that Sarah Jane contacted us, because she asks, do we think that she should report him?
No, I don't think, like, to be honest, as much as I know that if something like that happened in my workplace, we reported or, you know, used someone's number that was reaching out to our organisation, you'd be fired immediately if they knew. But I wouldn't necessarily want to get someone fired over it. I've been in situations where I've had really creepy plumbers and stuff WhatsApp me. This only happened a few weeks ago, actually. Someone came to fix my shower and he was making very strange remarks and making me very uncomfortable, actually, in my own house. But I brushed it off. But then that night, about 10 o'clock, I got a WhatsApp from him. But I just blocked it immediately.
Okay, so you didn't take action on it. You just blocked it, which is fine.
Well, what did the WhatsApp say, if you can remember?
It was something like, oh, hi, how are you getting on? Or, you know, just like...
Oh, my God. Nothing. Must have been traumatised after getting a message like
so
that.
Smart.
I wasn't traumatised, but if this man was older than Adrian, like...
Oh, but then you should be traumatised. You definitely should be. How's a man older than Adrian still in working in the workforce?
Shut up.
No, but I'm saying...
I could have got myself a mick, like the last, like the young girl. I could have had a nice sugar daddy, but...
The point being, Jeremy, and this is what you're not hearing, it is just not appropriate.
Okay, but Dara, you weren't traumatised by it, were you? You didn't, like...
That's why I said I didn't report it. No, I'm not. Of course, I know how to handle myself, and I'm not traumatised.
I think that's quite romantic what he did, that he came over. I mean, it's like...
Relax there.
Oh, my God. I'm going to send the picture later.
There we go. Hang on a sec. It's the old thing that if Shane McGowan was chatting me up in a nightclub, I'd be disgusted. But if George Clooney was chatting me up in a nightclub, whoa, go George. So it all depends
Absolutely.
On what the... Yeah, there you go.
Know your place in the line.
So what you're basically saying is, if I were to send you a WhatsApp and ask you out, you'd be happy. But if Adrian was to send you one, you'd block the WhatsApp number. I think that's
the other way around.
I think
actually,
that's what she's getting.
You're delusional, Jeremy.
I am actually.
Let me ask you then, Dara. Do you think this lady, Sarah Jane, should report this guy for contacting her?
No. I like, again, I left an example in my other message where the NCT guy who did my friend's car found her on Facebook and added her and sent her a message asking her out as well. You don't go reporting people over that. Like, I think it's, you know, it's nice as well if someone...
Okay, where do you draw the line, though?
Boundaries.
Where do you draw the line? And the reason I'm asking this, I want to read a message that just came into us this very second, okay? And it says... Yeah. I'm a medical administrator, and if I went through a patient's files and started ringing, I would be sacked on the spot. Employers are obliged under law to safeguard personal data or their clients or customers under GDPR legislation. In other words, you'd be sacked on the spot.
Yeah, so same that I work for an organization where we deal with whistleblowers and very confidential complaints and stuff. If I was to take one of their contact details and use that, oh my God, the whole I wouldn't see the light of day again. Do you know, like, you'd be in so much trouble. And same, like, imagine if the guards, imagine if you got arrested by a guard or something and then they use your number after to text
well,
you.
Well, this is the story that Jeremy just recounted a few minutes ago.
I think that's very romantic. I really think that's very... Vanessa.
Very romantic of a guard to contact you after professionally dealing with you. Would you get a grip?
Okay, which is more romantic, Dara? Someone who comes to your house and does a job and then texts you to say, listen, I was in your house and, geez, you're a bit of all right, do you want to go out for a drink? Or someone just matching you on Tinder because they want to ride you for the night and then forget about you. Like, which is more romantic? I thought women wanted romance.
Well, where do you draw the line, though? Can I ask you, Jeremy, do you think it is appropriate all the time?
What do you mean all the time?
A woman goes in and she has a smear test and a gynecologist performs the smear test and he sends her a text the next day. No, I'm being serious.
Okay, well,
what's the difference? How romantic is that?
What profession? Yeah, what profession do you draw the line at, Jeremy?
Well, I think any man who's performing a smear test or seeing what goes on there, there's nothing romantic about that. There's no way he's going...
You're saying, oh, it's lovely.
But he shouldn't be looking at that in a romantic way anyway. It's his job.
That guy would lose his job immediately over that if he contacted a patient and said, I met you yesterday, did a smear on you, can we go out for dinner?
This is the ridiculousness of this
conversation. No, it's not.
That we started off talking about a fella just selling a girl a Renault car.
So Jeremy, what if a woman who did your snip there, that operation, texted you after that and says as an older doctor,
no, deal with this seriously.
Okay, I never want to see that woman again, to be honest with you.
I know that you're... No, seriously. And then you get a message from whoever did your snip operation being like, you know, I got a good look at you there. Would you like to go out sometime? How would you feel?
And she was looking at it for quite a long time. Yeah. I would see...
No, that's a genuine question.
You know, and I'm going to give you a genuine answer. I would see absolutely nothing wrong with that. No,
really?
I would actually be flattered that any woman...
So then you'd have no problem with a gynecologist contacting a woman after doing a smear on
her? I would actually be very flattered that any woman would want to date me after seeing my penis, to be honest with you.
No, but you're not dealing with this seriously.
I'm actually giving you the bloody answer.
It would be highly inappropriate.
But I would not take offence to it. I would not take offence to it, Dara. In fairness, Dara,
I'm not saying I took offence. That's why I told her not to report him. But depending on the type of person as well, it sometimes does make you uncomfortable, like, you know, the fact that they have your number. Especially with, I had one incident where I kept getting loads of the drunk tests off someone who did work at my house years ago, and I had to block the number because at first I just ignored it, but then I just blocked it because it was getting continual drunken messages that I'd never responded to, and it was unwarranted attention. Do you know, I didn't get offended and I wasn't upset, but I was just like, ooh, creep, block.
Okay, stay there for one second. The bottom line is that it is highly inappropriate, certainly in some professions, but not in others. I think it's highly inappropriate in all professions. If you're dealing with somebody on a professional level, it should stay that way.
So if you're a barman,
if you happen to bump into the woman in a bar that night and you get talking to her,
okay, you're a barman. You're a barman, Adrian. Say you're working in a bar tonight. Yep. You're serving a gorgeous looking girl.
Yeah.
And she's up at the counter all night. Yeah. He gives us another drink. It's not appropriate then to ask her out at the end of the night.
You can ask her straight to her face. You're not creeping around getting her phone number out of a filing cabinet.
Oh my God.
That's what this guy did. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
Good, thanks, John. Well, what's your view on this?
John, you're a great place, John. I think he's a legend for doing what he's doing, to be honest.
He's a legend?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I done this. This is a many, many years ago, Adrian. I done this. I used to be a sales rep for a company. And we used to bring in the orders to the shops. And it was a girl I really did like her. And we ended up going on a date, all because I sent her a message. There's one for you. And we went out for a good 6 months. And I asked her, look, it was totally professional as well. It was no sleaziness. I just said, do you fancy a drink? And she said, I do, she says. And I said, would you like to go out one day? She said, and we did. We went out on the Saturday night. We had a few drinks. Okay, we were together.
Okay, that's slightly different. That's slightly different. Hang on, that's slightly different than contacting a woman 2 weeks after you sold a car to her and getting her phone number off her paperwork.
Don't be minding, Karen. Your Karen should be flattered. That Karen should be. She should be absolutely flattered, you know. And there, what about Dara one there as well? You can't grip yourself, Dara, you know. The guy, it's not creepy. There's no way creepy about it. Yeah, I think he was a great Jesus. I thought it was brilliant when I tuned in. I was like, this is great, you know. And it's something that I done many a year ago, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, there is a slight difference, though, again, like I said, between asking. So, had he asked her the day she was buying the car off him, and had he asked her face to face that day, it would have been a completely different story.
No, it's the exact same outcome.
Because he went and creeped on her for her phone number.
The result is still the same. She's still been asked out.
No, it's not the same.
Absolutely. And it's not that bad, the way you're making it out. And look, I said, Karen there on the end of the line, I'm carrying at home there, where I'm here again. Grow up the fuck, like, you know what I mean? It was only, look, she said no, that's it, game over, no big deal. Yep. It is what it is.
Nobody's hurt, Sajid.
No, I know nobody's hurt. But again, John, I'm going to give the example, and this is a genuine question. A gynecologist examines a patient, and he texts her the next day.
Oh, you're seriously asking?
It's
not the same.
It's not, Adrian. It's not the same.
How is it not the same?
What did he told him? I told her the car. You know, it's not the same. Jesus, it's not. No, you know, and it shouldn't be bringing.
No, but hang on, John. Adrian is comparing a man taking a swab from a woman's cervix to a man selling a woman a rental car. That's literally ridiculous. Yeah, the comparison. You should actually hang up your headphones and go home now.
For what? You're saying there's nothing inappropriate about making an advance.
How many times do I have to say that? No.
So what's wrong with the guy? Any doing it then? He has a patient in with him and he fancies her.
How do you know that that hasn't happened?
I don't, but I do know the gynecologist will be sacked on the spot.
But here's the thing, Adrian. If it goes that far, like, she should be flattered, as I said. She shouldn't be going around fucking giving out, you know, Jesus.
Okay,
like,
so you see no harm in this guy 2 weeks later contacting a woman that he sold a car to?
Look, I'm sure he's sorry now, and he won't do it again, I presume. Look, it worked out for me. It could have worked out for him. God loves the tour.
And a bit of romance. By the way, next week's
podcast. A bit of romance.
Next week's podcast is I Married My Gynecologist. That's going to be.
But I'm being deadly serious about that. You realise how inappropriate that would be. I'm merely arguing that what he did was also inappropriate because of the way he got her phone number. So she didn't give him her phone number.
We have a regular listener, or at least we did back in the day, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who married her dentist.
And?
Now, how do you think that came about?
I don't know. He could have met in a bar.
No, she married her dentist.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
So she knew him from going to get her teeth done.
Yeah, and then probably met him in a bar or something and got talking to him.
You're literally making no sense. So there's no difference. There's literally no difference.
Oh, here, Breda is raring to go. Breda, hang on there for 1 second.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Breda is fit to kill at this point. Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Well, I'm really enraged, to be honest. I'm very, very angry and very disappointed in Jeremy and his acceptance of such predatorial behaviour. Adrian, thank you from the bottom of my heart for defending women against this predatorial behaviour. A lot of men in this world think that we are pieces of meat, that they can see us and they can like the way we look and they have the right to go and extract our phone number from a file that they shouldn't be in and send us messages. And it starts very nice with a message here and before it becomes explicit, these men think they can do whatever they want.
Now, I don't know if you heard, I'll read the message out again. This is the message that this guy sent to Sarah Jane, okay? And it says, Hi SJ, it's blank here. I'm not reading out his name. Who sold you a car
you
a few weeks ago?
You should read out his name.
I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it.
But you should read out his name.
I'm not reading.
What he has done is crossed the line. Why are you protecting a predator? Oh.
Let me read the rest of the message, please. I'm not reading out his name. Hope the car is running well for you. Listen, didn't get a chance to ask you when you were in the showroom, but do you fancy coming out for a few drinks at the weekend if you're free Friday or Saturday? I thought we got on really well that day when you were buying the car off me and I couldn't keep my eyes off you. Anyway, let me know, X. Now, it's not the worst message I've ever read.
I don't know where to start. I couldn't keep my eyes off you. What kind of absolute freak is that?
Hang on, Breda.
Excuse me, I am still talking.
One of the best known songs of all time, Adrian. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. And you're saying that song is no predatory, is it?
I don't think that Frankie Valli was... I don't think that Frankie Valli was sitting, lurking, staring.
Well, that's what the song is about. That's what the song was. But that's what the song. By the way, I'm impressed you knew it was Frankie Valli. That's what the song is about. You're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off of you. I love you, baby. How dare you? How dare he not take his eyes off?
Probably talking about his girlfriend, not a randomer.
Written for somebody he was in love with. This is an act. This is a predatorial act.
Oh.
And it starts very nice, and before you know it, things become flirtatious, and an inch becomes a mile, and before you know it, there's photographs, unwarranted photographs being sent of, do I need to say, they're saying pictures of their parts down there, and it's just men thinking they can do what they want.
Okay, as far as you're concerned,
with Jeremy for accepting such predatorial behaviour.
Okay, Jeremy, she's basically accusing you of backing up a predator.
You don't have to mansplain to me. I can hear what she's saying. Okay,
yeah.
What I said was, is that it's a very simple thing that if she didn't want that text message, in the same way, Breeda, that I used to be getting leaflets in my door every day, get two pizzas, two for the price of one, the local chipper. And what
this is not the same thing.
Shut up for a second. And what I did was...
You weren't being targeted without your knowledge. You're getting those, they're sent to everybody.
And what I did was, I got a little note and I put it up on my mailbox saying, no more junk mail, please. And you know what happened, Breeda? You won't believe this, yeah? The junk mail stopped.
But that's not targeted. That's a form of marketing. This man sending his number and contacting this woman for marketing purposes? Do you know, actually, in fact, Jeremy, let me educate you on something because you are an uneducated idiot. When you are marketing, then you actually have to ask on emails for permission to send them. So stop defending predators. Stop defending.
Okay, let me just bring.
We're not here to be targeted.
Okay, let me just bring John back in again. John, this is the behaviour of a predator. What do you say to that?
Absolute idiot. Absolute fucking idiot. See you, Breeda. Pull your fucking head out of your hole there, will you? And get your life together. The guy asked the girl out. He didn't go to her address. He didn't do anything wrong. He was only asking her out. It's as simple as that. It's case closed. She said no. Fuck's sake, like, will you get your
first of
together?
All, you grade A scanger, can you not have a conversation
with
lowering yourself to bad language, get my head out of my anus, grow
that's
up.
It.
You are a grade A scanger with no intelligence, so you have to resort to petty comments like
that's
that.
It. Well, Breeda, here's the thing, you've done nothing wrong, Breeda. You've done nothing wrong.
I know how men like you operate. I know how men like you operate. Excuse me, could you please...
Okay, Breeda, what he's simply saying is all this guy did was ask a girl out. That's it.
That's how it starts. These men, they think they can do whatever they want. They think they can say whatever they want.
Sorry,
you had your time, I will now have mine. I will now have mine. So if you could just doing the veil, if you know what that means. You're an Irish man, I assume you do. Doing the veil and let the lady speak.
Go on, Breeda, continue.
The point of the matter is that this is targeted. This is harassment. This is a form of harassment. And what starts off...
Okay, you can say it's a form of harassment. All she has to do is block his number and then that's the end of that.
Yeah,
and
that's what I have to report him. This is very worrying behaviour.
Okay, yeah, Breeda, you're obviously of an older generation with the greatest respect, okay? I mean, you probably haven't been chatted up since Frankie Valli was in the charts. So
you
okay, be respectful now, John. Who chat that? Sorry. No, I'd agree with you, but be respectful. My point is, Breeda, is that the way things are done now are different. It's not like you would have done it back in the day going to dance halls. And I don't know how you and Mr. Breeda met. How did you meet?
We actually met through a mutual friend.
Oh, was he a predator? Your husband?
Well, no, because he wasn't taking my number out of confidential files to use for sexual purposes and for sexual gratification.
Let me ask you, Breeda. Then, do you think that this lady, Sarah Jane, should report this guy to his employer?
Absolutely, yes, because this is targeted harassment. Had she have gone in and been under. I guarantee there would have been. It's like if you're attractive nowadays, you actually have to pay a price because you're targeted by perverts who don't know how to behave socially around women. it starts as a text, and how long before they're sending pictures of things that you don't want to see, pictures of, as they call them, the dick pics, pictures of their erections.
Okay, nobody's talking about sending pictures of erections.
Sorry to cut across you all there.
Yeah.
Literally 2 minutes before you sent that message, or before you said that, Brita, we got a message in, which we're going to play. We have a backlog of messages. We got a message about something similar to this that, well, Brita, you're going to go into meltdown when you hear what this man
did. Let's play it then.
This is shocking.
Okay, this is a WhatsApp. It's long enough. So have a listen to this, Brita, if you will, please.
A few months ago, I brought my car into a mechanic, and, you know, he was very friendly. He threw in one or two things that he said he wouldn't charge me for, and I was like, okay, he's just being, like, really nice. It was a Friday, he was in a good mood. We chatted back and forth for a while, and, all around pleasant experience with him. I did notice while we were chatting that he had a wedding ring on. Now, that night I got home, I got a WhatsApp off him, and he actually sent me a dick pic. Didn't give him my number. He must have got my number off the documents I had to fill out for invoices and stuff and the likes and payments. I'm disgusted. I gave no impression. Like, you know, I was pleasant back and forth. There were certainly no flirtations. And the penis was nothing to write home about either. I just was wondering, like, am I being over dramatic here? I replied saying, what gave you the impression to think that I'm going to engage in this? And I'm unsure, like, do I report him? Am I just being a Karen overreacting? My friends are like, you should just be flattered about it, but I'm not. I'm disgusted over it. So I cut off the conversation very quickly, but I'm just wondering what your listeners think of this. Am I overreacting, or should I be flattered? Should I report him? Should I send my single friends to him? Thanks.
No, there you are, Brita. What do you make of that? This is exactly what you were saying a moment ago.
About the erection photograph?
Yes.
Yes. Well, let me tell you a story about something that happened to me about 4 years ago. A gentleman, actually I won't even say a gentleman, an animal of a man I know, sent me a photograph of his erection. Now, I actually get very upset talking about it because I do believe it's a form of sexual harassment.
And sorry, in what context did he do this? For what reason?
He said he was drunk. He's 22 years old.
Under what circumstances would you, I mean, I'm not going to guess your age, I'll be a gentleman, I'm not going to guess your age, but I'm going to say you're 50 plus. Would that be fair to say?
I'm tipping on 50, not 50 plus, thank you very much.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, you're 48 or 49, okay? Under what circumstances did a 22-year-old man and you even, we're in the same universe together where this happened?
A friend of my child's. A friend of my child's. Extracted my phone number from her phone, and I get so upset when I think about it.
And he sent you a random dick pic.
Yes, and I really.
But why didn't you go to the?
Why
didn't you report him to the Gardaí?
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
Because why report them when you can play better?
Meaning?
I can't even tell you the caption that he put with the photograph. I'll text it to you right now because I can't even say it in words.
Okay, but my question to you is, if you're that upset by what this guy did, sending you a dick pic, a friend of your child's sending you a dick pic, why did you not, did you challenge this guy? Did you report him to the Gardaí? Did you do anything about it?
No, so the situation was, my daughter and her friends were over. It was during the hose pipe ban. And I made a comment about not using the hose. So you can see where I am going with this.
My question to you is, Brita, on a very serious note, why did you not report this man for to the Gardaí for harassment?
I'm going to tell you in a minute, if you let me finish what I'm saying. I knew reporting that this little toe rag would do nothing. It would go nowhere. So I played one better. I created a fake account on social media. And I put up pictures of this man's parts
Okay, well, first of all, that's breaking the law. That's revenge. That's revenge porn. That's absolutely... And Vanessa's been on, she says, I think...
Don't send me your porn. I don't want to see red rockets of 22-year-olds. I don't want to see that.
Okay, Vanessa's been on. She says, I think it's disappointing that no one is taking Brita seriously when someone has genuinely affected her, regardless of what you think of her. Vanessa, it's like in anything, Vanessa, or like in a court case or something, you have a right to cross-examine someone when they say, and I'd a right to question her how in God's name a 22-year-old and her had each other's numbers.
Okay, Brita, again, I'm asking you, so you say you published on social media this picture of this guy's junk?
Of the erection photograph, yes.
Did you name him?
I used a first name. I didn't use a surname. I wasn't going to be an idiot.
And in what? Is he aware that...
I actually believe, a sociopath. To go into my daughter's phone, she had no idea, to extract my number because he wasn't happy with an altercation that had taken place earlier that day. And to actually take my number and send me such a disgusting, vile, abhorrent imagery. Now, you cannot understand, and the caption, I've actually WhatsApped you the caption because I can't even say it. I feel disgusting even saying it.
I wouldn't even know. In fairness,
okay, no, you have sent it into us on WhatsApp. And it says, so this is the caption that was with the photograph.
But do you want us to read out the caption?
I have no problem with it, but I personally won't be reading it out
because
it makes my skin crawl.
Okay, he said, according to you, when sending you a photograph of his erection, he said, suck this hose, Brita.
Sorry, what?
Suck this hose, Brita. I don't know what the implication is, but...
Yeah.
I assume this all happened before we had revenge porn laws in place, because you'd be locked up for that.
Well, now. I actually can't remember when. This was three or four years ago. Mm. So I actually can't remember when the revenge porn...
Okay, that's only relatively recent.
But anyway, the point is, there is no comparison between... Obviously, the woman that just contacted us a few minutes ago about the mechanic sending her a dick pic. I don't understand why men send dick pics anyway.
No, no, you're right.
It doesn't matter whether you are sending an erection photograph...
Well, it does. Or whether... There's a big difference. Well, hang on.
There's a big difference. Oh,
there's a big difference between, do you want to come out for a drink, or here's a photograph of me purple helmet. Now, seriously, there's a big difference.
Okay, let me go back. Brita, firstly, I'm sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. I'm also sorry to hear the way you dealt with it. I think that was very inappropriate. I think if you felt that threatened by him sending you those...
I didn't feel threatened. I didn't think he was going to come up and do anything. But I felt offended.
And okay,
felt
and but you never tackled him face to face, and you never reported him to the Gardaí.
Well, actually, I actually never saw him again, because after that, I banned my children from having any contact with him.
So okay, let me go back to this lady, Sarah Jane, the guy who sold her the car, contacting her. You believe that she should report him to his employers? Do you?
I absolutely do. I think that this man should lose his job.
Okay,
all right.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You've answered the question. Let me just play this message from Jenny. This is about you, Brita.
How the hell is that predatorial? Like, seriously, she should have just taken it as a compliment, said no politely, and then moved on. Obviously, if he had to continue to message her, then go to the job and report. But, like, this is such a snowflake generation. Oh my God.
Adrian.
Yes.
End that message. How dare you put on a message to say that there's no big deal with a 22-year-old.
Sorry, an awful lot of our listeners believe there's no big deal here. An awful lot of our listeners do.
You have just put on a message to outright say that what that 22-year-old...
That's referring to the lady in the...
I will be taking this further. You are a pair of absolute...
That message...
Listen, is referring to Sarah Jane.
That message is not talking about you. That message is not talking about you. That message is not talking about...
You silly woman.
That message.
I am ending this call because I can't.
Well, hang on. There's a caller that wants to speak to you. Hang on one second. Hang on a second, because there's a caller that wants to speak.
Eileen, you wanted to get on here. Go on.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eileen. What did you want to say?
Oh, God, not this one.
Brita, shut your mouth. I'm talking. So, Brita, I don't get why you're saying all these predatorial terms. That's very risky to do. You could destroy someone's life calling them a predator. And I don't get why you would commit revenge porn. That's very inappropriate.
A 22-year-old
man would send you his penis. You are not attractive.
I'm not a liar.
You are a liar.
I am absolutely not. I'm sorry. You have no idea what you are talking about. You are a grade A idiot as well. A life John is a scanger. People have no clue about what men are really like. And for you to defend men as a woman, now I would imagine that you probably don't get very far with men, because I'd imagine there's not many that would listen to you. But I still cannot believe that a trans woman would defend predators.
Okay, Eileen, let me ask you, do you see anything inappropriate in this car salesman contacting a woman 2 weeks after selling the car, even though she never gave him her phone number?
Well, I wouldn't call him a predator or a creep. As I said, it's just slightly unprofessional. I wouldn't go posting about him all over my social media, Brenda.
Shut up.
Excuse me. You call me a great idea tonight, and they told that voice message to that other woman, and you thought they were talking about you. You fool.
You need to talk about you. As my children tell me when I'm acting a little bit crazy, they say, Mom, chillax. You need to chillax. You do not defend predators. You do not defend predators.
And that's what you see that message that I read to you a while ago as, predatory behaviour.
Well, quite frankly, yes, that is what I see it as. And for that lady with the weird voice to come on and defend this behaviour, I find obscene. Don't you dare curse.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to wrap this up. Sorry, Eileen, yes or no, should this lady report this guy to his employer?
No, she should do it as like a rational person, just say, sorry, respectfully, I'm not interested.
Okay, and Breda, you believe that she should? If she does, okay, she's gone anyway. All right, let me just squeeze in a few of your messages before we wrap this up. This is Eric.
Did you just say a predatorial act? Are you taking the piss? What has happened to the world?
Yeah, she did say that. David.
Hey, lads. And I just have to say, I totally agree with Breed 100%. Oh, no, wait. No, I don't. Breed is a muppet. Get off the bleeding air, Breed, will you, for Jesus' sake? Predatory, you know. What are you on about? Like, you're the only one that asked her out. Like, how are we supposed to ask someone out now? Ridiculous.
Okay, Curtis has been on to us as well.
Why didn't he send the dick pic to our daughter? I assume our daughter's more attractive than Breda.
Okay, Tig. Oh, here we go. Tig.
Adrian, could you do us a massive favour there, right, and ask her, right, if it's predator to try to get stuck into girls or whatever, like from like your job or whatever, if I was working at McDonald's or something and I asked a girl for a number and all, how she would do it? How is a man supposed to get a woman in this day and age with Breda's morals that she has in place there? Ask her how she'd do it.
All right, and well, she's gone off the line, I'm afraid. And finally, Claire.
Here, lads, she's taking the absolute piss here. It's not predatorial. For instance, me and my partner are together 13 years. How we met was, I started in a new job. I was only there for, a week or two, and he ended up getting my number off somebody else. Now, we're together 13 years, have 3 kids. Is he a predator?
Well, Breda would probably say yes. I wouldn't say that, but maybe she would. I think the unprofessional aspect of this is the fact that he got her phone number out of the files in the office.
Okay, there's two stories here, okay? The first one is... Sorry, I'll go a bit quicker for you.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go on.
The first one is the original person who sent us a message in to say that the car salesman got her number and rang her.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with that. Or you WhatsApped her.
I'm sure his boss would.
The second story from the other girl, my car... It must be something to do with cars. My car mechanic sent me a dick pic. Highly inappropriate.
Yeah, that's next level.
It's inappropriate for any man to send it. And I don't know why men do it. Lads, if you think you're going to get a date with a woman by sending her a picture of your junk, that's not the way into a woman's heart.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Click subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.